Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. We're joining me right now, Pinguino, CEO and co-founder of Cuddly. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. So tell everyone about your unique dating app for self-proclaimed geeks, Cuddly.
Well, we're a dating app for geeks, for people that are really into things like Comic-Con, finding the right person to go to Star Wars with, that kind of thing, finding people that are really into the same types of things that you are. So we've been out on Android for 2 years, but we just launched on iOS at Comic-Con.
Very exciting. Yeah, having common interests, very, very important when it comes to the dating world. So I can see why you guys came up with this idea, but take me back to that time when you actually came up with the idea.
So my co-founder, Robert, came up with the concept for Cuddly after having just bad luck with other dating apps that were all really expensive and ineffective. And so when we came up with this one, it was something that would help our friends find people that would be really awesome boyfriends and girlfriends for them.
And how long ago was this now?
I think concept-wise was about 3 years ago. Then we spent a year developing it.
Yeah, so tell me about the execution of it, because you know, the easiest part about being an entrepreneur is coming up with the idea,
right?
But that is difficult actually executing it. So once you guys came up with this idea, what were some of the first few steps you took to make it a reality?
The first thing we did was he found me, who was a designer. My background is doing design at NBC Universal. I was there for about 10 years, and I'd always wanted to make an app. And then he found our friend Steve, who is a programmer. He was living in LA. He's just moved to Croatia. And he spent the next year working on the back end for the app. And after that, we met with a couple mentor friends of his to kind of solidify the business plan and ideas behind it. And then, you know, wireframes, and I designed the thing out, and my friends made it.
I know a lot of people swear by having co-founders, that you have to have co-founders. Obviously, different schools of thought around that. But are you really happy that you have that support and you have co-founders?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't be able to do this on my own, I think.
It sounds like you have different zones of genius, right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your role with the company.
So I do all the design. So the bunny logo that we have, the color scheme and all that, that's all my role in it. There's a bunch of chat stickers in there, so I designed a majority of those. And then we started this program where if you're an independent comic book artist and you want your properties to be like shared with the world, you can make chat stickers for that. So I'd reach out to my friends that do stuff like that.
So take us through the user experience a little bit. If somebody downloads the Cuddly app, what will they find?
Okay, so when you say you're looking for someone, it's basically location-based. So you'll see all the people that are near you. When you sign up an account, you have to pick five things that you're super into. So you get these icons. And when you're swiping through and looking at people, if they match you, the colors match. When they match you, the icon colors are highlighted, so they stand out a little bit more. And that's how you find people that are kind of in the same things as you. And when you pick someone, that person has to say, okay, they want to talk to you. So you can't just start spamming people. And we have a lot of safety stuff built in. Like if you send someone, if you try to send someone a picture right away, it'll say, no, you have to talk to the person first. You can't just send somebody a picture. And we did stuff like that to reduce the number of dick pics that gets sent out.
So. I can only imagine.
Yeah. And we really want to just protect our users as much as we can. We try to make it really safe. So another unique thing we have is it recommends places for you to go on dates. So say you meet someone and you want to go on a date that's between maybe your new friend's workplace and it's in an area that you don't really know. You can find coffee shops and restaurants and stuff that are in that area.
And are those safety precautions unique to the Cuddly app, or do most dating apps have those precautions?
I think the major ones don't have stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of dating apps out there, and I don't know what all of them have.
And so many dating apps for niche markets, you know? I love that yours is for the niche market of geeks.
Yeah.
So self-proclaimed geeks, that is. I'm not calling you a geek.
I don't mind.
So I love that this app is for a niche market, because that's really hot in the dating industry, and this is for self-proclaimed geeks. Let's go back to that first year when you were doing a lot of testing to understand what these self-proclaimed geeks want.
So when we designed our app, we actually scrapped almost the entire thing and rewrote it, because we made it, but we didn't do a really rough prototype or anything. We just built the whole thing. So there's all this functionality that when people started using it, they just found the UI to be really confusing. We had, you could favorite people, and I don't remember what else we had in there, but we moved everything around and rebuilt it. So if we were smart about it or had done an app before, we would have simplified it a lot. And we had really rough wireframes that you can kind of click through, but it wasn't as usable, right? The feedback wasn't people authentically using it. So yeah, just keeping your app really, really, really simple is one of the biggest things we learned.
Okay. And then when it comes to growing it, what was the key to getting this app in front of the right people?
We started going on a bunch of comic book podcasts. We did Chimichanga Superstar and Grand Geek Gathering. And then we started throwing events at comic book stores. We do a lot of stuff with Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach. And we do a lot of stuff with Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. And through those connections, they've pulled us onto other shows and into LA Comic Con that used to be Kamikaze. So just little things like that here and there, they kind of just build up over time.
So really going to where your audience is, which sounds intuitive, but yet it's not for so many businesses.
Yeah.
But yeah, really discovering what are the organizations and the events where your audience already is such an effective way of just showing up there and introducing yourself as an app and an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Another weird thing that works well for us is flyering these events. So you go to a big event like San Diego Comic-Con, and actually the smaller events work better for us because there's too much information overload when you're at something as big as Comic-Con. But, just handing somebody a flyer that is something that they might, be in the market for is really effective. Even though it's a really old-fashioned way to do marketing. Everyone does Facebook ads and such now.
Interesting. And I know that when you go to your website, it says how you guys are all about creating more joy, more fun in your life. So how does that translate into dating and maybe date suggestions and really the user experience?
I personally am in a long-term relationship, and I wasn't really the type of person to be using lots of apps for myself, though my co-founders do have that background. But when I was helping friends find people, it felt like we were just shopping for a person. It felt like a lot of work. And listening to stories from friends that were going on lots of dates, one of my friends went on six different dates in a day and did that for a couple weeks straight. And I'm just like, that sounds like so much work.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do a different approach where we made it, more fun, not about one night stands, more about finding someone to have a good relationship with. Someone that, you can go to events with and do fun things together.
So do you facilitate the planning when it comes to the dates?
No, we use Foursquare in our back end, and it recommends places to go on dates. And it's split up between different categories. So nightlife, restaurants, coffee. But on top of that, if you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we constantly, if we see some kind of cool, geeky place to go or, an ice cream shop that has a really unique spin on ice cream stuff, we'll post about stuff like that. And hopefully that combined with the type of people that our users are, we'll find people that want to kind of explore the world together,
Yeah. Social media obviously is such a huge component to building a community. Can you give us some more insight to how you're using social media and maybe some other tools to build your community?
I was at a Labyrinth Masquerade over the weekend. I was live tweeting that from the Cuddly account. What that is a super giant fancy, the fanciest masquerade ball you can possibly go to based on Labyrinth of Jareth. And so really amazing costumes, but because it's so incredible, it's also a really good place to take someone on a date. And you want to go with somebody. You don't really want to go by yourself. Though people do, lots of people do. But
so just being active at the events that your audience is already at.
Yeah, and sharing ideas that, like, oh, well, that looked really cool. I really want to go next year and take somebody with me, you know, so that people can do a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
One of the unique things about what we do is after you've found someone and you've met someone on the app, if you don't want to, like, a lot of people when they start dating someone, they'll delete their app, right? You know, they don't want the whole, you know, this person might cheat on me and just keep chatting up at the girls or, you know, that kind of thing. So we made a mode called couples mode where you can basically lock everyone else out and it keeps all your conversations and photos and stuff. So if you want to scroll back and, like, you know, somebody sent you something really cute the other day or, you know, just relive
That's
some of those moments.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, you
and
can
you
do that.
Stay a part of that community without contacting single people.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, just being able to facilitate, like, encouraging people to go explore the world and find interesting things. Like, we want to keep that as part of the app. So if they want to keep using it with each other, they can.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk about the other unique features about your app and then also how you grew this massive community without any funding and have gotten a lot of press when we come back. But we're going to take a short break. So sit tight. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Business Rockstars.
IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush, 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Napa Know How.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does. Guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy your prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where I'm continuing my conversation with the CEO and co-founder of Cuddly. So we were talking about a few of those really unique features of the Cuddly app. What are some of the other ones that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
For your profile photo, you can only have a picture of you only in your first image. Your other images, like whatever you want in there. But we wrote a filter to spot if it's like somebody's face, because a lot of people will have like a group of them and their friends, and there's like, I don't know, six people in the shot. Which person are you talking to? Or it'll be a girl on a mountaintop and you can't actually see the person, you know?
Sure.
Or a lot of people will try to like just crop out their ex, which is a little weird.
That is like, weird.
Yeah.
You still see their hand and it's like...
Or a lot of people will do torsos, where it, usually guys, it's more common on Grindr, but stuff like that is... We want it to be
user-friendly.
User-friendly. And just if you have a face, you know who you're talking to. If you have a face, you can walk into a restaurant or a coffee shop and you'll be able to spot the person, right?
Less surprises. Because like, I know that's a common complaint on dating sites is that there are so many surprises. You meet the person and they're not anything like what they said or portrayed online.
Yeah. And I get that people want to put their best self forward, but be a little more realistic about it. There's so many really just bad photos on there. And I would love to be able to help people like take better pictures. Like if I could individually go take pictures for everybody that has a profile in our app, I would. But
now there's
unfortunately,
a business idea.
there's too many people in there. I can't do it. But yeah, like bathrooms are not a good place for your pictures. And I don't know why people keep doing that. I mean, I guess
same
it's the
goes with social media, I suppose.
Yeah. It's terrible.
So you do not charge your users to be a part of this app. So do you have a revenue stream yet?
We charge for the stickers, so the chat stickers. We have plans to do a little bit of advertising and stuff in the future, but right now, no.
Focus but right on, now it's the stickers, so you can kind of have an upcharge in a way
for
the stickers.
Yeah.
And then eventually advertisement is what you're planning for long term.
Yeah. And I think you can only buy them in the Android app right now because Apple's a little weird about in-app purchases. You can buy carrots and use the carrots to buy stickers. Mm-hmm. So everything is really themed towards the bunny and our logo. And that's part of what makes it like really cutesy and fun. There's like all these characters, like we kind of have these mascots that are associated with app and those are reflected in the chat stickers. Some of the icons are just like drawn cuter, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys have been self-funded up until this point.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about bootstrapping this app.
My co-founder is amazing. His name's Robert, and he basically put his life savings into making this app because he really believed in it. It was a project that he thought would do really, really well. And life savings, it's crazy.
That's incredible. Wow. Yeah. And like you said, you've had a huge success with attending events.
Yeah.
In fact, you were at Comic-Con most recently and got about 10,000 new users just from that. So how did that transpire?
So at Comic-Con, we did a couple of really interesting things. We didn't do a booth or anything this time. We teamed up with that hashtag show. For the last 2 years, we have had a single mixer speed dating thing in the top floor of the Mission Brewery, which is like a 10-minute walk from the convention center. So it's really, really close. And at Comic-Con, nightlife events are really like the thing to do. So it was really cool to like have my friends come and find me at a party instead of me trying to get into parties. We were able to, you know, make a really fun experience that people wouldn't forget and, you know, match people together. So the first year we did it, we did singles mixer. And then this year was more speed dating. And that was a lot of fun.
Is this the first time that you did that in-person component, or do you do events semi-frequently?
Semi-frequently, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about that. What do you think about when you're planning an event? How is it effective?
We did two that were really, really cool. There's a comic store called Comic Bug in Manhattan Beach, and we decided to do a makeover night because the whole profile picture thing, right? They're like, okay, we'll launch this app and everyone will have really awesome pictures because we'll do makeovers. And so we rented a bunch of makeup tables, like Hollywood style makeup tables, got a makeup artist and did like geek girl makeovers all night. And it was super, super cute.
That's so fun. Okay, tell me what consists of a geek girl makeover.
It was just like we had this really, really awesome makeup artist named Roxanne, and she just did a fantastic job with everyone's makeup and hair and everything. And then I do photography. Like, my background is convention event photography. I was with Comic Book Resources for a really long time, and I freelanced at a couple other places now. And so I just set up, like, my DSLR and took really good pictures of people.
That's
that able
awesome.
To use.
And you guys have gotten quite a bit of press, especially around the Comic-Con time.
Yeah.
How did you get that press?
So the other cool thing we did at Comic-Con was Forbes magazine does a panel that is like kind of like a game show where you pitch your, it's like a Shark Tank style thing. It's Comic-Con Shark Tank, where you pitch your business idea that's kind of comics related, but doesn't have to be, to a panel of judges. So we pitched it to, I'm blanking on names, but basically Comixology, a lawyer, and IDW.
Are they investors? Were they considering investing, or?
I think two of them are big. Two
fun?
Of them are big comic book publishers. One's an app platform that sells comic books. The other one's a publisher, and the other one works with investors, or I think is an investor. And so they had a lot of really interesting advice for us. Like, one of the advice we got was definitely don't just give your app away for free. You should charge people a little bit to use it. So it's just stuff to think about.
Yeah. So what do you think about that now that they've said to not give your app away for free?
I think that people need to be able to have a taste of it, because nobody's going to pay for an app that they don't know if it's going to work, or they don't, you know, they don't know they're going to like it. I think with how many dating apps there are, you can't just straight up charge for them. At least it wouldn't work for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't get people to install a free app, then there's something wrong there, right?
Yeah, but there's always the possibility of upcharging a little bit.
Yeah. So maybe for like special add-ons later, we will think about it. It hasn't been that long since Comic-Con, so we're still looking at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what advice do you have for someone who's considering starting an app themselves?
Do a lot of user research. That's something we didn't know, like straight out of the board. Also, the startup scene has changed in the 3 years that we did our app. Where before it looked like just people were giving out stacks of money all the time, and you get your app on Product Hunt and, you know, immediately you're like super famous. Like, that's kind of how the vibe was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And it's definitely, people are a lot more conservative with what they're investing in now. There's so many different apps, and there's even other geek apps out there. So there's a lot of competition for whatever idea you have. So you just want to make sure you're smart about it and out survive everyone else.
Yeah. Would you say that it's crucial to be able to bootstrap it and have one of the co-founders be a designer and or coder?
I mean, I like design founders because I am one, but
yeah.
I don't think that's super necessary. I think that having one of the co-founders being a programmer is super, super helpful. I think a lot of people won't talk to you unless one of you is a programmer, just because that's such a key part of it. You know, you have to understand the technology. You have to be able to, make, quick pivots and changes if you need to. And because of the skills in our team, we were able to do stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by sharing your very amazing idea and how you really executed it. So appreciate it.
Thanks.
Absolutely. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent...
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Place by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is Business
Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Sitting with me right now are the co-founders of Pro Athlos, two rock stars. Recap first. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Max. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Pro Athlos.
I'm Matt, VP and co-founder of Pro Athlos.
So tell us about your guys' company to recap for us.
So Pro Athlos is basically a personal training on-demand service, currently only for the iOS platform.
Okay. And you guys bootstrapped this thing, which I think is really impressive. I think nowadays, even if you don't need it, I feel like people are just going out and raising money because it sounds cool, whether it's on a crowdfunding campaign like Kickstarter, Crowdfunder, Indiegogo. Maybe you're going out and getting VC money, friends and family money, private equity money. There's so many different ways you can get money nowadays. I'm curious, why did you guys choose to bootstrap, and what were some of the hurdles you had to overcome?
So, we decided to bootstrap because we can right now.
Don't give it up if you don't need to.
I mean, just like everyone else, we can go out there and start raising money if we wanted to, but why do that when we have so many tools at our disposal right now that we could use? So that was the main reason for bootstrapping, you know. And to keep as much equity as we can in the company.
Yeah.
What was the other question? Yeah.
Control. I mean, we know where we want to go, and we don't want to hamper ourselves in the way.
So what were some of the problems, though, or the adversity or the struggles of bootstrapping? Because sometimes when you raise money, you don't just get the money, but you get a strategic partner.
The connections, too.
The connections, yeah.
I think anything starting a new company without doing it yourselves, there's a learning curve of what works, what doesn't work. This works for these areas, but now we're going into unseen market, and how do you, hire? How do you do these kind of things? How's the app work? Will people be acceptive?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't know about, and people say it's a great idea, but without some outside influence that has all these connections, you're just hoping and praying that's going to work out well. And with the hard work, it always does, I think.
So what do you think have been some of the keys to helping you guys get successful? Because I really want to know, apps are hard. There's over a billion apps. Like, as crazy as that sounds, there's over a billion apps. Everyone creates apps. How do you actually get people to use it? What's your guys' strategy? What are you doing to get people on the platform?
Well, starting now.
You can tell people that they ain't going to be able to do it either.
Yeah. I mean, basically,
I can tell you what Snapchat did. Why they're worth billions, what WhatsApp did.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna get a $19 billion buyout, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I'll take it.
How we got people on in the beginning, which is basically now, we just launched about a few weeks ago, is friends and family. Trying to keep it small because we still have a few bugs on it right now, making sure that we get those out of the way before, going out to the rest of the LA area. Yeah.
So you're always tweaking and refining it no matter what.
Exactly.
It's almost too much sometimes. You gotta be careful on that one.
And the great thing is, we've been in the area, which is Westlake Thousand Oaks area, for over, 10 years or so. Yeah. So we know a lot of people there. And you being a guy that used to own NutriShop and be around RX Fitness, he's been around people that need fitness training and that kind of stuff. So we know who to contact and that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you guys are getting ready to just take this thing and put the turbo boosters on it.
That's exciting. It's coming. It's right around the corner with Christmas and the new year right around it.
That's right when everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Max Bard and Matt Shandy, co-founders of Pro Athlos, are in the house repping the t-shirts and everything. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. What do you feel like is the unique value proposition that you're providing that somebody else can't come in and just rip you guys off? Because at the end of the day, that's business.
Mm-hmm.
Business is you're probably not providing, and you're probably never going to be providing the only thing, the one and only. That's like a monopoly. And so anyone can infiltrate this business. Anyone can do it. So what are you guys going to do to make sure you're the preeminent choice so that you have a unique value proposition that in some way, shape, or form, people, whether you cost more, whatever it is, they're going to still choose you?
I think it's a quality. I mean, I go over anything else. We not only do a background check, which some gyms don't even do that, but we follow through on personal interviews with every single person, and then we train them on top of that. So just to get qualified as it, just because you're a trainer, that's a great starting point. Welcome to the interview. And now let's educate and get ourselves going, because people's health, their safety are in your hands, and you're going to people's homes. So you want to make that person know that whoever's coming over here is someone who's safe and very knowledgeable in their art.
And on top of that, we have the app, which is, of course, the most important part of our business, mm-hmm. but we're also like a fitness lifestyle. On top of our app, we also do a few fitness shows on YouTube and Facebook where we like to educate our audience about, you know, different types of workouts that are out there, nutrition tips and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm utilizing a lot of my video skills to be able to create these different shows that we're on. And with your connections, we're able to get these celebrity personal trainers on our shows talking about the specific things that they do that other people don't, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a really unique thing that we have that others don't.
I love that. And how are you going to utilize the platform, the shows, to help draw awareness into the app? Because I think this is a good lesson here. I think other people out there that are wanting to create apps, maybe have apps, haven't thought about using a podcast or a YouTube channel or interviews and essentially getting free PR and piggybacking yourselves and your credibility of your brand associated with some of these celebrity trainers. Genius. I love that. But how are you going to utilize that? Like, give me some tactical ways. Is it just simply a call to action to download the app? What is it?
It's basically what you just said, where we'll do a show on a trainer, and then at the end of the show, we'll say, if you want to learn something like this, you can hire this trainer who's on our app. Mm. So a lot of what we do is, you know, we film an episode or a video, and then at the end of the video, it's how does this connect with our app? Mm. And that's basically
how we're interacting, and we answer a lot of questions. As these videos come out, we're getting a lot more on Instagram and Facebook. These people, what about this? And we're right on top of that, of getting back to them. Okay. So we're turning into more of a reliable source of true information. No one's bought us. Everything we're doing ourselves, so it's only honesty that we speak.
Talk about an aha moment. We're getting close to the end of our segment here. I'm a huge advocate of collecting aha moments. And anyone that comes on the show is like one of my new things. I want to know your aha moments, not just for me, but for the extension of what I'm trying to give our audience right now.
I guess I'll go on that one. I mean, my biggest aha moment with this app is bringing into the creativity that it actually worked. I mean, we talked to several of my mentors that, you know, you talk to, is it actually going to work? Is it going to work? And then we talked to India, and we talked to people that we're working with. And that first moment that my buddy looked at me and goes, this is it. And I knew, like, right there that the idea was solid. And no matter what I did, it was going to be successful. Yeah. And that way to put it in action. And having this person that I look up to so much go, yeah, you know, that's it. I think I walked in the clouds for a few days just knowing that, because you're always searching for that something, for that cage fighting that I was doing. Mm-hmm. That aha moment, that one was the very first show, and it got completed. It's like, ha, it's finalized. But that same feeling I had is when this guy that I got looked up to so much, Mike, said, I think you have it. And I talked to him about it, and he goes, I already knew that. You know, he felt that, but for me, it was so real, and we took that first step, and from then on, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I mean, an aha moment.
Yeah.
I guess I would say, like, find out what you believe you can do and do that. Don't go out and try to pretend to do some kind of, mm-hmm. you know, something that you've never done before and all of a sudden think you're going to solve a problem. But, you know, since we've been in this, like, space for a while now, we know what's wrong, what's not working, and now we can fix it. So, you know, it helps to, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, start in something, to know exactly, or at least be in the space, you know, so then you can solve the problems a lot more easier. Because you've already been there, you've seen what's not working, and now you know, okay, here's a way I can fix it. Okay, there's technology that can help that. So I think that could be a great aha moment, hopefully.
I think it is as well. As we wrap up the segment, I want to know from you guys your advice for the entrepreneur who's still sitting at home.
Okay.
Meaning the entrepreneur who's got their 9-to-5 job. And they listen to shows like this because they're trying to put the puzzle together. What's my vision look like? What is the business and the idea? How am I going to execute it? When is the right time to cut the cord from my job? I've got maybe, you know, not worst case scenario, but like the makes it more difficult to cut the cord is I've got a family. I've got
right
kids. I've got a wife. I've got a family, right? Maybe a husband, whatever it is. Like, I'm married and I've got children. Maybe I'm not and I'm still complaining. Like, when's the right time to cut the cord? What's your inspiring, motivating advice for that person who really wants to go after their dreams as you two have? But just doesn't know when the right time is.
I would say just go out there and do it as quick as you can. You can, you know, spend a lot of time planning, doing business plans, and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, once you find out later,
I heard your business plan goes out the window once you start your company. Did for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, get a basic outline of what you want to do and then do it.
Yeah.
That was the thing that really set us off. I mean, when we talked to a bunch of people in the beginning, they're like, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. But they didn't think we were actually going to do it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Now we're here with
it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, really just, I mean, hustle. It's obviously it's going to be a lot of time and be prepared for that. But, I would say just really just go out there, get it done. Enough with the excuses, you know. Just get to it.
Like Mike Tyson said, right? Everyone has a game plan to
get punched in the face.
So, I mean, I have four kids, and I had a job prior to this one, and it was like, okay, there's a constant income where I know I'm safe, but that's you just never know until you get in there. Whether you jump in the deep end, you get in the ring, whatever you're doing, you just got to go for it. And you can't have second guesses. You just have to 100% know it's the right thing. And if you, as an entrepreneur, for me, everything that I've done, it was the right thing. I was no second guessing. So if I failed, I didn't see it as an option of failing.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, small businesses, I think if you try it out, it'll fail, but your heart wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Just get in the deep end.
That's the advice right there. Get in the deep end. Pro Athos, where can they learn more about you guys?
Well, you can go to our website, proathos.com. We're also on Facebook and YouTube, where you can see our shows there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
Rockstars.
Thanks a lot.
Looking forward to seeing you guys take off.
Can't wait. Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute.
How do you manage your money when starting a small business? I'm Pat O'Brien with a Business Rockstars Minute. How much is your company bringing in? How much are you spending? These are all important questions to ask yourself when starting a business. Here are a few ways you can manage your money to start up success. One, start budgeting. As important as a business plan is, equally important is the company's budget. This is the guideline for most startups. You're driving blind without one. Two, save. Reducing any unnecessary expenses is a great place to start. Being smart with your money is huge. Look into renting versus buying new furniture. Hiring a chief financial officer or even an accountant to help you stay on top of your company's finances is a game changer. It can also help you focus on the things you're better at, like having more success. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. This is our CEO Roundtable segment, and joining me right now are two amazing CEOs and entrepreneurs. Tell us, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Nancy O'Connell, and I am with Wine Crasher. I'm the co-founder.
Pleasure to have you, Nancy.
Thanks.
And I'm Scott Griffiths. I'm CEO of 188 Fine Men's Salons.
Wonderful. And I've been there, and I love what you guys are all about. What do you think is the hardest part? Let's keep it simple. What do you think is the hardest part about being an entrepreneur?
Oh, man. Pushing yourself. I think really pushing yourself outside the box to see the change.
And get uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly. Get uncomfortable.
I love it, Nancy. What about you, Scott?
Well, for me, I would say since 2008, the lending environment has been particularly difficult, and so being able to adequately finance our growth pre-2008, sources of funds were very, very easy, but it's been a bit of a challenge. Now, the positive flip side of that, and I call it actually the grapevine effect, when the grapes have to reach in a drought condition deeper into the soil to extract the nutrient, you have better wine, right?
Yep.
Well, it works for entrepreneurs as well. When we have to dig deeper to extract and work with the resources that are there, we're actually better for it. But part of my job is making sure that we have enough oxygen in order to manifest our vision and achieve our goals. And sometimes we have to hold off on opportunities that are big because the resources right now aren't there. So being patient, again, we talked about earlier, being patient and controlling that cadence. But I think that the environment for entrepreneurs, the lending environment, does need to improve.
So I love the fact that he said, you know, in other words, adversity is going to create growth. And you use the wine analogy with grapes having to go deeper into the soil to extract it. And you brought up being uncomfortable and having to push through that. Do you think that there's a time in your life where, because of adversity, it helped you grow and become the person you are today?
Either one of you wants to jump on. 100%.
Yeah, could you tell us about what was that story? What happened in your life? Take us back to the story where it's like, in a nutshell, here's what happened, but here's what the gift was, and it took me years to figure it out or whatever.
Oh, man. It's not really just one story as much as it is, especially in the wine industry where it's such a small area and people kind of flip from place to place and you experience all different sorts of owners. I think that's really the area where I've noticed the most amount of change about, you know, what would I do if? And so I'm able now in that position with starting Wine Crashers to be able to say, this is what I'm going to do. So I think that's kind of been my takeaway from it.
But. What about for you, Scott? Where was there a time where some big, crazy adversity hit your life and as a result, you became a better person?
Well, I had two key events, and I was imagining if I were to do a college commencement, the title might be Thank the Bastards and the SOBs and the Jerks and Fire Your Mother. You know, our mothers want us to be comfortable, right? They want us to be happy. But do we really become great by being comfortable? No. But think of the jerks, and I'm going to show the SOB. Yeah. Well, I had two major SOB moments in my history. One is when actually my microbrewery business was, we were growing so fast, all the cash was going into inventory. Venture capitalists came in, and I didn't have my MBA at the time, and they said, well, we want somebody as an MBA to run the business. And I was so unhappy about that. I knew I could do it. I knew I could do it better. The CEO they brought in never beat my numbers. But it bothered me so much that I went to UCLA and got my MBA. Because it's like, that's never going to happen again. Another situation I had, actually it was a close friend, and we're no longer close friends. He wanted to get out of corporate America. Very, very smart guy. Brought him into a business. And I said, you know, your wife needs to hang on to her job because entrepreneurship is very ambiguous. That was going to happen. Are you ready for the risk? Anyway, it didn't work out that way. He ended up being very unhappy, miserable, passive-aggressive. In fact, I talked to a psychologist and he said he's passive-aggressive. and he was so negative, and we ended up in a legal dispute. We finally settled. But, you know, part of me said, I'm going to show the SOB. I'm going to make this thing a frickin', can I say frickin'? I'm going to make this thing a frickin' home run. Because I'm going to show the bastard. Now, maybe I should be thanking him. And maybe I should be thanking those VCs because I was so upset. That's what motivated me. It wasn't the, oh, poor Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wine. We should come out with a wine spelled W-H-I-N in red and white. You know, it wasn't, you know. So it's the bastards that really, if you think about it, it's the pain. It's going through the gauntlet that. That's the opportunity to come out in a better place. And those are two examples for me.
So how do you unplug? How do you stay grounded, grateful, mm-hmm. and really focus more on fulfillment than on the achievements?
You know, when we hit those milestones.
There's always a what's next.
There's always a what's next. So, you know, being in the game, I really relish being in the game. But for myself, in order to take my mind off of the game so I don't turn into a crazy person, you know, I typically go to a Starbucks or Pete's early in the morning, do my reading, and then I'm typically on the tennis court at 7 a.m. Hmm. I play an hour. I have this fantastic coach, their clinics. So I'll play with him and, you know, get really a great workout. And then I'm in the pool for 20 to 30 minutes. Then my endorphins have kicked in. And during that period of time, I don't look at emails. You know, I don't look at text messages. I don't do anything that's related to business. I read, exercise, then I relax. Then I'll go back, typically back to a Pete's, and then I'll start, you know, going through the text and the emails and getting ready for the day.
Well, I'm in the wine industry. Wine is, you know, it's relaxing anyway.
Yeah.
So cooking and eating, I think, is always a really big deal for me.
You work in the alcohol space. You just start drinking your own
product.
Yeah,
you just drink. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
hey, someone's got to do it. But actually, I find that SoulCycle is really kind of my outlet. If I'm too stressed or too high, get on a bike and pedal.
Yeah.
So
that's
I love that.
Yeah.
I love how she said, if I'm too stressed or too high, because Nancy over here. I wish we had more time, guys. Next time, Nancy, bring some wine for us, all right?
Thanks. We'll do.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalk Radio.